It's not every day that a Colombian wins a Grammy Award, but that's just what happened a few weeks ago. Hello, I'm Trevor Harris for KBIA. Today, we visit with Colombia native Lindsay Lang. Last month, Lang, along with the Kansas City Chorale, took home a Grammy Award for their recent release, Life and Breath, Choral Works by Renee Clausen. That award for Best Choral Performance pitted the Kansas City Chorale against the likes of New York's Trinity Baroque Choir and the Danish National Vocal Ensemble. Here, Lang discusses the Grammy Awards ceremony itself.
16 people from the Kansas City Chorale were there at the ceremony.
And how was that experience?
It was amazing. The Kansas City Chorale had been up for Grammys before, and they won a Grammy for Best Engineered Album a few years ago. But to win Best Choral Album was a big deal because that award is all about us and our singing. And to be completely honest, we didn't think we were going to win it because we were up against huge names in choral music. So it was great to be there and get the award.
Here's a selection from the Kansas City Chorale's recent Grammy Award-winning Life and Breath recording. This is the Credo from Renee Clausen's Mass for Double Choir. A soprano with the Grammy Award-winning Kansas City Chorale since 2010, Lindsay Lang grew up right here in Columbia. She attended Hickman High School and then the University of Missouri. Lang shared with me who some of her earliest influences were.
My roots are from Columbia, Missouri. My roots really are from the University of Missouri, where I got my musical education. And I think that the University of Missouri is an amazing music school. I think that Columbia is an amazing musical town. And I'm really grateful to have that in my upbringing, and I think it really makes me the musician I am today. I went to high school at Hickman High School, and that was kind of where I got interested in the Kansas City Chorale, actually, because my choral director there really liked them and started having me listen to their CDs. So it's kind of funny that the Kansas City Chorale was the choir I was listening to at the beginning of my choral education. It was definitely Marty Hook, the choral director at Hickman for several years. He had this great appreciation for choral music, for fine choral music, and he listened to the Kansas City Chorale a lot, and he would always tell all of his students that we have one of the best choirs in the country, right here 2 hours away.
Thank you.
Knowing that not all listeners and even this KBIU programmer are as well-versed about choral music as we would like to be, I asked Lindsay Lang for a Choral Music 101. My first question, what's the difference between opera music and choral music? Here's what she had to say.
One of the big things in opera is a solo singer or a couple of singers, and they each have a character. Basically, one person singing a character, and that's what opera is. Choral music is basically where you take a whole choir, a whole group of voices, to portray one character or one emotion. So instead of it being, you know, in opera, this virtuosic vocalist, you have a choir that all has to blend together and sound like one voice. And that's, to me, a huge difference because your vocal quality changes when singing opera as opposed to choirs.
I also asked Lindsay Lang who, besides her own Kansas City Chorale, are some of the bigger names in contemporary choral music.
There aren't a whole lot of choirs that are actual a cappella choruses. The main choruses in the United States and the world, really, are choirs that sing with orchestras. One of the choirs we were up against was the Trinity Baroque Choir and Orchestra from the Trinity Wall Street Choir in New York. They're a huge name in music and early music and choirs, and their CD was Handel's Israel in Egypt. And let me tell you, their CD with a full choir and soloist and a full orchestra was completely different from our completely a cappella recording that we put out. And so it's great that we won against them, you know, because we are just an a cappella choir against an essentially choral orchestral recording.
Is Atlanta Symphony Chorus a big name still?
Yes, it used to be more when Robert Shaw was involved. It still is. You know, really, nowadays, the big choirs are choirs that are associated with orchestras. I want to say, you know, the symphony choruses of the world. So New York Symphony Chorus and things like that are the bigger choirs that people know about now.
Ask most working musicians, and they'll tell you that the recording studio doesn't compare with the expression that can flow when performing in an acoustically welcoming space in front of an enthusiastic audience. That holds true for choral musicians as well. Columbia native Lindsay Lang recently told me why she favors live performances over recording sessions.
Let me tell you, I really don't like performing in the studio. I like singing live. I like singing in wonderful acoustical places. Singing in a studio is a lot different from performing live, and it's a very stressful situation. The recording we made with the Kansas City Chorale was not in a studio. It was in a beautiful acoustical church. So we had the wonderful resonance of the church when we were making this recording, but, you know, the microphones were extremely close to us, and because of that, it was very intimate. And the CD, the recording picked up every single thing that we did, every single mistake, every single out-of-tune note, everything. And I'd never been in a situation like that before. I much prefer performing live than making recordings.
There was no audience specifically for the recording?
No. Basically, what we did is we sang in this beautiful church in Kansas City, with, you know, the marble floors and all of that. And the microphones were hooked up to the recording booth, which was a building across the street, essentially. So our recording engineers were not even in the sanctuary with us. It was just the choir and the microphones for the recording.
While Columbia native Lindsay Lang and other members of the Kansas City Chorale appreciate the attention that comes with winning a Grammy Award recently for the year's Best Choral Recording, that's quickly becoming old news. The Kansas City Chorale is set to soon record choral works by Russian masters with a CD and possibly a tour to follow. Here is Columbia native, Grammy Award winner, and soprano with the Kansas City Chorale, Lindsay Lang, performing The Lamb by contemporary American composer Renee Clausen. For KBIA, this is Trevor Harris.